I'm Brett Miller with the Sheriff's. Taking care of my partner out here. I know he appreciates it. Did you, obviously, you know, we had an incident here. Did you see or hear anything?
Yeah, well, actually, I was sitting in the truck warming it up. I have a four-wheel drive, so you have to warm it. It's a diesel.
Okay.
So it makes a lot of noise.
Okay.
And I was sitting there texting, and all of a sudden I heard about three shots, and I looked straight ahead because it sounded like it was coming from over there. And, and then there was a pause, and then I heard maybe about four or five more shots. And then I looked to my right. I mean, I stood there trying to see the traffic and stuff. And then I looked to my right, and then I see an officer standing there with his gun drawn.
Okay.
But I couldn't see, I couldn't hear anything because my windows were rolled up, and a truck makes a lot of noise, okay. A diesel.
Where was your car parked?
Right there.
Right there?
Yeah, I was about 12 feet away from the incident.
So you were
see
parked.
See where that little square is right there? That
okay.
Shadow? Just a little bit ahead of that, sitting there.
Okay. I'm going to just take a picture of that just for. Okay, so you were parked basically just in front of that sign, facing south, that's south, towards Daly and Carmen intersection at Lakeside Bridgeport.
Yeah.
Right there in that kind of first parking spot.
Yeah.
And you were warming up your diesel. You said you heard three shots?
Initially, it was three shots, at least three. Loud, you know, but it sounded like a backfire in a car.
Okay.
But automatically looked straight ahead because I didn't realize my windows rolled up. So I don't know why, but I was looking forward. And then when I heard the next three or four shots, it seemed like it was coming from my right. And I looked over, and that's when I seen the officer. I could only see him from the chest up.
Okay.
And then that's when I got out of the truck and I went to the front of the pine tree there.
Okay.
And I looked over the fence and that's when I seen him with his pistol drawn.
Okay.
And the guy laying in the street.
Okay. So you're parked, I'm just trying to get up.
No,
okay. You're parked here, you're face south, you're warming up the diesel because it has to be warmed up, your windows are up, you're texting, you hear three shots. There's a pause, and then four or five shots.
Yeah, something like that.
You look straight ahead because it sounded like it kind of came from in front of you.
Yeah.
At that point, you got out of your car, and then you walked in front of this pine tree right here.
Right.
And you looked down. You saw the officer.
Yeah.
With his gun out.
Yeah. He was
okay. Did,
like
now I might have misquoted you. Did you see the officer when you were still in your truck?
Yeah, when I looked over, I seen him standing there, you know, looking down, but I could only see from his chest up.
Okay.
I didn't see the gun drawn at that time.
Okay.
And you have to remember, the window is up, so you can't hear anything.
The cars nowadays, man, they're sealed pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Saw officer from the chest up.
Yeah, and it'll be like to my right front, just a tad. So it's as if I'm parked behind that post or the concrete or the block wall there.
Okay.
So I was backed up enough so I could just see him through my outside window, but this side of the post, in other words, over here, not the windshield, but to this side from here.
Okay, so if your car is parked there, we've got, I'm looking right here, you've got the pole for the Lakeside Bridgeport, you've got the first post.
Yeah.
And then to the right of that, and then the second post. Were you closer to the second post?
No, I went to the straight ahead.
So your front of your car was like almost right there?
Yeah, even the window was even to where the body, I guess, would be.
Okay. And so would you say, is it accurate? From where I'm standing, I don't know where the body was.
Yeah, it'd be like to the front of the vehicle there.
Okay.
But close to the gutter, that's the guy I couldn't see it.
Okay, so there's that police car sitting right there. So you're kind of, that's kind of where you're, if you drew a straight line from the front and back of that vehicle and drove towards us.
Yeah.
that would be where your
The front windshield or my the driver's side or you know
okay.
where the steering wheel is. So it'd be right there, even to that.
All right.
About 12 feet away. You know.
Okay.
Is either landscape or
no?
They did a job in the morning. They're just gonna pick up a bale of grass.
Oh, okay. Was even your passenger window was even with where the body was.
Yeah.
You looked over, you saw the officer from the chest up, he was looking down. You got out of your car and you walked around the front of your car to where the pine tree is water mains or whatever.
Yeah, to the just beyond that because okay. I had to look over the fence.
Okay.
Because there's a bush there in order to see it.
Okay, so you were looking around the bougainvillea?
Yeah, the bougainvillea, and then okay. I looked. But I have to lean over in order to see the body.
Okay.
Because he's pointed to something, you know, so I looked over and I seen the body.
Okay, and when you looked around the bush, that's when you saw the police officer with the gun pointed?
Yeah.
Where was the gun pointed at?
Down towards the body.
Okay, did you see the body at that point?
Not until I leaned over.
Okay. So when you went around the bougainvillea, you saw the police officer with the gun pointed down. You leaned over the fence, and then you saw the body
and
on the ground.
Then I seen the body.
Okay.
But I wanted to see what he was pointing at.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What happened next?
Then the second officer showed up.
Okay.
And as I was watching it, they were looking at the body, and then they handcuffed it. And,
okay.
You know, and then that's when I walked. Then that's when everybody started to show up.
Okay. Second officer showed up, and then was it a man, woman?
The man.
Okay.
I couldn't recognize him right now, though.
No, that's fine. Was the officer, how was the officer holding the gun? What did he look like in terms of, how was he dressed?
Uniform.
Okay.
I believe he's Asian, maybe.
Okay. So he was in full uniform?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the officer gets out, or you get out, you look, you see the officer pointed at with the gun, looking down, you see he's pointed it at the body. Second officer shows up, they handcuff the person, and then other people started showing up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, around, I also noticed those people at the gas station looking over that way, so as I was walking that way, I seen that they're all looking in that direction.
Okay.
But I had already seen the officer, so I think I might try to get a better visual okay. of it.
And you said there were people standing around?
In the corner, yeah.
Okay, how many people?
About 10.
Okay. Corner. Now, there's four corners out here. There's the USA gas station corner. There's the gas station across corner.
Yeah.
Which one are you talking about?
USA.
Okay. And from your perception of what those people, were they people going to lunch? Were they kids?
No, they were already spectators.
Oh.
Looking at what happened. And time seemed to have... by the time I got out of the truck, when I noticed a cop there, I waited a little bit, 15 seconds.
Okay.
And then I got out, and maybe about a minute and a half by the time I got to the front there. So my guess would be between 2 and 5 minutes, you know, people start to congregate.
Okay.
And there, I mean, but there was already maybe 3 or 4 people already standing there by the time I got to the front there. So
okay.
They,
so when it first happened, there were only three or four people standing
yeah.
over there. Okay.
Yeah. When I first got to the fence, and then, you know.
And you think? And how did you describe those people?
They're all standing, looking in this direction.
Okay. Did you hear anything said or anything?
Yeah. Like I say, the motor was going and the window was up. So
okay.
That's a you know. It surprises me that I would look that direction when the firing happened right to my right.
Okay.
You know, was it because of the engine making the noise and the window rolled up?
Okay.
I guess.
So I just want to summarize what you're parked here. the engine's running in the diesel, the windows are rolled up, you're texting, you hear what you first thought was a backfire about three times, and then you looked up, and then you looked over to your passenger window.
I looked straight ahead, and then I heard the next.
Oh, then another group. Next four shots. Okay. And when you heard the four shots, you turned and you looked out the passenger window and saw a police officer standing there looking down.
Yeah.
About 15 seconds later, you got out of your car. You walked around that pine tree. You leaned over. At that point, you saw the officer was holding a gun pointed down. You leaned over and you saw a person laying on the ground. At about that time, a second officer showed up.
Yep.
They handcuffed the person on the ground. And by that time, there were about three or four people.
It was three or four people at the beginning, and then they started to congregate.
The 10, but pretty quickly, slowly?
Yeah, they started meandering over there from the gas station and came over.
Okay. All right. Let me just get some information. Is there anything else that you can think of that happened that I didn't ask you or that we haven't talked about?
No. I came behind the truck.
Okay.
As I was looking down, and they were they're just looking at the body, and then that's when the ambulance came, and then they started doing CPR.
Okay.
So I was kind of hoping you're still alive.
Okay. So how long from when you heard the first shots to when the ambulance arrived? Like, what's the time span?
Say 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to tell.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.